You're listening to SBS News.
A Canberra resident is taking legal action against Deliveroo, alleging he was underpaid by more than $10 an hour for food delivery jobs. Jeremy Rind is taking action in the Federal Circuit Court, arguing he should have been paid an hourly minimum of just under $19 per hour.
When I realised I was getting paid extremely low, I had a decision to make whether to let it lie and just forget about it, or to take action and request that I should have been paid properly.
Mr. Ryan says he took his grievances to Deliveroo, but claims it wasn't interested in a resolution. He says he's now been offered legal support from the Transport Workers Union, but prior to that offer, he was planning to represent himself in court.
I was just me representing myself. It was a real David versus Goliath battle. I was self-represented and I was going to take the case and hope the judge had pity on me.
The National Secretary of the Transport Workers Union, Michael Kane, says Deliveroo is engaged in what's known as sham contracting, where a company hires workers as independent contractors rather than employees to avoid paying them the minimum wage and other entitlements.
Companies like Deliveroo and the gig economy are involved in what is probably the biggest sham in the modern economy. That is, they are pretending that their workers have flexibility when they don't. They are calling and imposing an independent contractor model on workers when they're not independent contractors at all. And what that means is they can extract a very, very low price, very, very much less than the Australian minimum wage, and pocket the difference. And that is the definition of exploitation. And that's what Jeremy and the unions are fighting against in this case.
Mr. Kane says people who order food through Deliveroo need to realise that the person doing the delivery is likely to be getting well under the minimum wage.
The question for consumers to remember is that when that delivery person knocks at their door, it is highly likely that that worker is being paid barely half of the minimum wage, that sometimes they're waiting on the side of the road for hours and hours, can't get a job, that they have no security, they have minimal workplace health and safety, they have no superannuation, they have no right to annual leave, and their job can be terminated at the press of an algorithm. That is not the Australia that anyone wants. And yes, we all want convenience, but at what price? And that's why we need to take this case on.
Deliveroo says riders average 15 hours per week and earn $22 per hour. It says it offers well-paid, flexible work to more than 8,000 riders across Australia who are all independent contractors. Greg Dyett, SBS News.